It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Well, this is exciting news. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced their nominees for the class of 2020. Lots of genres in the mix. Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band. We got Nine Inch Nails. Whitney Houston, which I'm shocked she's not already in there. Judas Priest, Notorious B.I.G., Soundgarden, to name a few. Now, to be eligible, an individual artist or band must have released its first commercial recording at least 25 years prior to the year of the nomination. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2020 induction ceremony, presented by Klipsch Audio, will take place in Cleveland, Ohio on May 2nd. And tickets, if you want to check it out, they go on sale February 27th. That would be sweet.
Yeah, that'd be cool to go there and check that out.
So many artists in one place. Well, Wendy Williams slamming Joaquin Phoenix. Okay, she's getting in some hot water. She was kind of mocking his upper lip in a segment that has now gone viral.
I think I've shared this with you before. Have I shared this with him before? I find him oddly attractive.
Yes.
And when he shaves off his mustache, he's got a hairline fracture. He's got one of those, what do you call it? Cleft lip.
Yep.
Cleft palate.
Yep.
He's got this.
Yep.
He's got this.
Uh-huh.
No, I find it to be very attractive.
Okay, I mean, what do you think about this? She's saying she thinks he's attractive, but she was kind of mimicking him, and so people are very upset.
I'm sure there's people with cleft palates that are like probably embarrassed by it too, and it bothers them, and the way she's doing it, I mean, I don't know. I feel like 9 times out of 10, Wendy's always talking smack about somebody. Maybe this time she wasn't, but it's easy to talk down to somebody but give them a compliment. You know what I mean? Like, oh, they're blah, blah, blah. Then, like, you say something nice. It's like, but you still just talk crap about
them. The Southern way is to say something, then you say, oh, but bless his heart. Exactly.
Oh, producer Pork Chop, bless his heart.
Cher is very mad and says that Wendy Williams should definitely apologize to Joaquin Phoenix. So I don't know if she does it often, but I don't think she meant that much harm. Kylie Jenner, her ex-assistant, is revealing why she actually quit.
I had the opportunity to make like the coolest makeup line that I've always dreamed of. It's really my only passion.
Okay, so there were rumors that there was beef, some real drama went down, but Victoria, that's the name of the assistant, is like, no, I worked for her for 5 years. I gained almost 1 million followers after working for the makeup mogul, but she's like, Kylie and I are cool. I just wanted to move on. There's no beef, so she's squashing it. So nothing really scandalous. Sorry to report, it wasn't that exciting, but she says nothing like that went down. And I love this. Nick Jonas's wifey, Priyanka Chopra, she says the moment she knew that Nick Jonas was gonna be her man, gonna be her husband, was the first time she saw him without a shirt.
Ooh.
It's all it took. She saw his video and was like, yes, honey. And then she said, yes, I want to go on a date with him. And then she's like, I knew he's going to be my man. And there's quite an age difference between the two, but it is working.
All right. Well, good for you with that shirtless stuff there, Joe.
Although Liv is saying, she was telling me that there's rumors that she's not like the nicest person. Priyanka has kind of a rep.
As a Joe Bro number one fan, Priyanka Chopra, bye. I am not a Priyanka Chopra fan. I do not like her. I think that she is so pretentious, so stuck up. Not into it.
Not into it at all. All right.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. The flu season is expected to be really bad because the U.S. is close to full employment. Whoever thought people having jobs would be a bad thing? An expert warns that since workplaces are more crowded, it allows the flu virus to spread more easily. And researchers found each 1% point increase in the employment rate correlates with about a 15% bump in flu-related doctor visits. So I'm glad you guys got jobs, but don't start working with me.
Wash your hands.
Oh, man. That Come and cover on. Your cough. How do you cover your cough? Like, you sneeze right now, you cough. What are you doing, McKinsey?
No.
You got to dab. You got to go into your, like,
I do
the
like
nook.
A two-hand. You know what's the worst?
No.
If you have the middle seat on an airplane and you have to sneeze, there's, like, nowhere to go. You just have to, like, sneeze into your own sweatshirt or something.
You got
to
promise you're going to start doing it right here into the bend of your elbow. Because otherwise, you spread it when it touches your hand.
But then I'll go wash my hands. All right. Hey, just don't come to work when you're sick, or don't send your kids to school when you're sick. That would be great.
Okay. and do the dab. Beauty sleep, is it an actual thing? Well, apparently it is. Researchers found that a good night's sleep boosts our ability to maintain our bodies when we are most active. And because we know the body clock is, you know, not really as precise as we get older, the research says that the findings may one day help unlock some of the mysteries of the aging process. Because I find it so interesting how certain people look young forever. Obviously, there's some genetics at play right there. But
right.
Other people, they look old as crap. It's because they beat themselves up.
So somewhere that I used to work, we had a manager that swore that he was like the same age as everyone else. And there was no way. Like, we were laughing. He looked at least 20 years older. And he was like,
he really though?
The same age as you guys. We're like, I mean, he had like, yeah, gray, white hair. And just look, we're like, unless time had taken a really bad toll on him, he was either lying or just rough
like
with the aging process.
Bad case of Benjamin Button. Just
yeah,
kind of reversed.
Bad.
Okay, rich people or poor people, who are going to live longer? Well, they say rich people live almost a decade longer than poor people. Researchers looked at over 25,000 adults over the age of 50, and they divided their participants up into three groups. They based it on their total income, like their household wealth. They found people with more money were living disability-free lives for nearly a decade longer than those with less money. You think?
Yeah. I mean, I know they say money doesn't buy happiness, and that's true, but it buys no stress. Like, if you have unlimited money, think of your life. You're not stressing about stupid stuff. I mean, obviously, your health is number one priority, but you can do whatever you want. You can go get massages. You can travel when you want. You can... It's awesome.
Yeah, I can't believe they actually had to do research on that to tell you, but we need to start doing our own research and charge somebody money for the process. If you like ice cream and Netflix, you're going to like this. Ben & Jerry's released a new flavor called Netflix and Chilled. Tell me if you like this, Mackenzie. It's going to feature a peanut butter ice cream base mixed with sweet and salty pretzel swirls and fudge brownies.
No, do you think they're a little late to the game on this?
Yeah, I would say so.
I mean,
it's about, what, five years, 10 years? But somebody will buy it. I see, now I kind of want to try it.
It's like opening a Pokemon Go cafe now. It's like you kind of miss the boat.
It's like, wait, oh, they're... I thought I already caught Pikachu. Okay,
right.
Yeah, they're $5 if you want to get yourself a pint. And finally, I saw this and I thought of producer Pork Chop. What's your cat's name, Pork Chop?
Tony.
Tony, okay. Well, you should be careful because your cat, which you think is so sweet... could actually eat you. Your cat will likely eat your corpse after you die. In a recent paper, it's going to get grosser. Researchers described the composition of two different human corpses by two different cats. Both started eating the body, so the cats did it. Yeah, when the bodies were, quote, moist decomposition.
Cats are disgusting. You care for that baby all its life, and then it freaking eats you?
I don't believe this, because literally last night, my boyfriend at his job at the pet store, he brought home two, like, rib bones, like, for the dogs, and we tried to give it to the cat, and he wouldn't even, like, lick it. So
a dry dog bone is different than when your body is decomposing.
And your body has bones?
And when they say it's on the onset of moist decomposition. It says when fluid begins leaching, both ate all the way to the bone. So they're not going to eat the bone, but to it.
Gotcha.
So I don't hear stories. I'm sure dogs have done that. But listen, you have fun with your cat. I think my boys, Benny and Paddington, would respect me enough not to eat me.
Okay.
It would certainly. Boys, are you listening? Don't eat daddy.
We're such cat haters on the show.
I mean, I like animals, but yeah, dogs are cool. All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News. Text JAM to 52140, and we will send you a link later on to check that on out. Coming up next, Song of the Day after Lizzo, Truth Hurts. Song of the Day. It's going down right now, and you can use your phone to vote. Text song, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140. You'll get to choose between me, Mackenzie, Liv, and Pork Chop which song you think is the best. On a Thursday, we like to do a throwback song, so it's the best throwback Thursday song. It has to be at least 10 years old, because you are very picky. I know when you're listening, you're like, why did you go with this one? We're like, well, because it's only 9 years old. We can't. Trust me, we've been burned. Pork Chop's like, sorry, not allowed.
He's a stickler.
Yes, he is. So let's kick it off with Mackenzie. What's your Throwback Thursday song?
Oh, okay. I was thinking it's Friday Eve. We want to get up, get going. I chose Christina Aguilera. Come on over.
Come on over.
to go in. If you could give me a win, I have not won once this year. That would be amazing. Text the word song right now to 52140. Vote for B, McKenzie, please.
I was looking through my old Spotify playlist, which, by the way, you can check out Joe McKenzie podcasting-wise. If you're on Spotify, just search for us. Make sure you subscribe. It'll automatically update. That's one of the many ways you can listen to us. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have not heard this song in so long. And I'm talking about Good Girls Going Bad. It's a song by Cobra Starship. You were hanging in the corner with your five best friends. You heard that I was trouble, but you couldn't resist. I make them good girls go bad. I make them good girls go.
I love that. I forgot that song existed.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yeah. God, I had some good taste back in the day. What happened? If you want to hear that song, text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140 and vote for me. That's letter A. Let's go to the next person down the line, Chops.
So the song I picked, I absolutely love it. But unfortunately, it's got like a bad memory connected to it for me.
That sucks.
Yeah. So like back in the day, me and my friends were in the car and we were just driving around listening to the radio. And this one song came on and I sang like the bridge part, like the Ashanti part. You know, when I look in your eyes, there's no stopping me. I want the Don Joey crack on top of me. And like my friends like started laughing at me and they're like, ah, gay, you sing the girls part. But anyways, I was like,
oh,
whatever.
Gosh, right? Get new friends.
I know, right? Well, I mean, this is, you know, back in the day when it wasn't cool to be gay. So anyways, yeah, I picked What's Love by Fat Joe and Ashanti. You need to come a little closer. And let me put you under my arms like a dawn is supposed to. Please believe you leave with me. We be freaking all night like we was on E. You need to trust the guard and jump in the car for a little heartache at the Taj Mahal. What's love? Got to do it. Got to do with it.
Okay, I love this song.
Oh,
I love
hey. Thank you. Yes. Anyways, if you want to vote for me, text song. That's S-O-N-G to 52140. And then it'll prompt you to vote for D. Letter D, that's me. D for pork chop.
Vote if you want more D. Yeah.
If you haven't had it in a while, today's your chance. Just push it. All right, live the web, girl. What do you got today?
So I knew I wanted to go with an Usher song, especially to compete against some of these really, really good songs. And so I was thinking, and I thought about doing Burn, but then I was like, no, because there will be jokes about his alleged STD, so I didn't want to do
tinkles
that.
And
yeah,
burns.
Exactly. And I was like, I'm pretty sure Hot in Here has already won. So I went with You Got It Bad. It's my favorite song to belt out in the car and to sing. Love it. Here it is. Baby, you got it bad. Bring your boyfriend. Hang up in your car right back. Oh, you got it bad. If you miss a thing, without your friend, your whole life. And you can vote for me by texting song to 52140 and voting C.
Okay. Once again, here are the songs you can vote for. Grab your phone, text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140 and make your choice. Mackenzie had Come On Over by Christina Aguilera. Myself, Joe, I went with Good Girls Go Bad by Cobra Starship. Producer Porkchop went with What's Love by Fat Joe and Ashanti. And Liv the Web Girl went with You Got It Bad by Usher. Text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We will play the winning song after Maroon 5 Memories. Song of the day. What's going on right now? It's kind of gotten awkward in the room. Porkchop isn't talking to anybody. He's just talking to Rosie, our computer.
If you wonder what it's like behind the scenes, awkward would be the description. And I have to give a shout out to Alex, who just called, and he said his New Year's resolution is for me not to keep losing, and he votes every day. And I'm so blessed and thankful, so I love you.
And I told
Alex, shout out to
Alex, that's a good resolution to keep because you may not break it. So,
but that made me smile so big, makes my day.
Let's see what songs you could have voted for. Mackenzie went with Christina Aguilera, Come On Over, for a Throwback Thursday. Okay, going down the list, we had myself, Joe. I went with a song called Good Girls Go Bad by Cobra Starship. I make some good girls go. Good girls go. Hey. All right, I haven't heard heard that one in a while. Then we have producer Porkchop went with What's Love by Fat Joe and Ashanti.
What's love? Got to do with it, man.
And then we had Liv the Web Girl. She went with You Got It Bad by Usher.
Baby, you got it
bad. You want it.
Okay. Calculation.
All right, so this is interesting. There's definitely two losers.
There's technically three losers. Only one song can win.
And then two of us got a lot of votes. Coming in last place with 15% of the vote, Mackenzie.
Why do you have to do that to Alex?
I love that song, and I picked it one time for Song of the Day, and I was like, this has got to win. It's like the biggest banger of all time, and it got like dead last place with like no votes. Alex?
I like that Liv, like, I love your song, girl, but like she didn't tell you that. It was the worst song ever.
Well, I was like, maybe, I don't know, maybe a lot of people will vote this time. You
well,
never
good
know.
News, I'm off tomorrow, so.
The losing streak continues.
Coming in third place. With 20% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
I feel like this is a pattern.
Well, it is. Once again, look who the puppet master is.
Conspiracy theory.
I'm not really into things like this, but do what you will.
First and second place are only separated by 4%.
Wow.
And both songs got a lot of votes.
Wow.
A lot. So it was really, really close.
Wow.
I thought that was like Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Now, I told Liv.
Wow.
I said her song is good.
Wow.
Was it good enough to win?
Wow.
Second place.
Wow.
With 30% of the vote.
Wow.
Who do you think won, Liv?
I think you won by the look on your face.
I got second.
Wow!
Liv is the big winner with 34%.
And you noticed that Porkchop wanted Liv to win because he said he loves that song.
I do. I like this
conspiracy
song.
Conspiracy theory. Mm. What he wants to happen just happens.
Mackenzie, look.
Wow, you don't have to send the phone in her face. Jeez. All right. At least the song's not about like an STD.
Yeah.
Happy Throwback Thursday.
You don't want that bad.
Liv the Web Girl went in today with a Throwback Thursday song. She went with Usher, You Got It Bad. Thank you for your votes. If you don't already save the number in your phone, the number to text in is 52140, and you can do Song of the Day tomorrow. Just text the word song. All right. Well, this story sounds funny, but I actually feel really bad for the person because, well, their life's a living hell thanks to a squirrel.
Sounds like it's laughing.
It is.
Oh, man.
It's like, ha-ha, ruining your life. 833-563-2539 is the number. We want to know, when did animals attack you? I think commonly, like, of geese, like those things you see all the time about turkeys attacking male men and women, especially maybe you're a male man or male woman and you have dogs coming at you. I want to hear your stories about what's going on. Now, here's what's happening with this woman, and she's in a tough spot. She said two squirrels moved into the condo she is renting in Florida. The woman said the squirrels had been in her condo for 25 days. They've been inside.
Wow.
This is when you go get a BB gun at your local Walmart.
Yes.
You start doing target practice. She noticed it when she was renting. She said they've been in there for almost a month, and they have destroyed several pieces of her furniture. Obviously, they're chewing things up and burrowing. She said that the squirrels don't attack her or her 9-year-old son. But, guys, she's got a 9-year-old kid. Could you imagine, Mackenzie?
No.
You have a 10-year-old daughter. You want a squirrel up in that place?
Well, she wanted a chinchilla membership for Christmas, and then she backed out of it. I'm like, thank God. Not that they're not adorable and cute, but I'm like, that thing's going to get loose. I'm not going to be able to find it, and I'm going to freak.
Now, as annoying as it is, she says the animals are getting more aggressive, which I've seen squirrels when I walk my dogs. They're little a-holes. They are. So everything squirrels are so sweet.
Some of those things are big, too.
Yeah, they're chunky. Her property manager has put out traps. Well, that's nice. But guess what? The squirrels aren't stupid. They've been avoiding them. The property manager also fixed a hole in the outside of the building, which is how those squirrels, two of them, got into her place almost a month ago. However, she's saying the property manager isn't doing anything about removing the two squirrels.
What's the main difference between a squirrel and a chipmunk?
I think squirrels are a hell of a lot bigger. Like, if you Google image a chipmunk, I believe they're smaller. Oh. Plus, I don't think, well, yeah, there was that one squirrel. Was that Rocky? Yeah, Rocky was a squirrel. But Chippendales were the really famous ones.
And chipmunks have a stripe down the back.
There you go.
Interesting, I didn't know that.
But have you ever had an incident, anybody here on the show, with an animal that kind of, whether it bit you or not, like it kind of attacked you? Because I want to share ours in 833-563-2539 if you have one.
Well, my uncle has been bitten by a monkey twice.
Oh, my God.
In Mexico.
Wait,
same trip? He had to get shots and stuff.
Same
trip? Two different occurrences. 2 years later, like, it's the most random thing ever. My uncle Jeff. It was like some dude had a monkey on a leash and was like, "Who want to take a picture?" And then it like bit into my uncle's calf.
But wait, did your uncle say yes twice?
No, he didn't even want a freaking picture with it. And then he had to go get vaccinated. Thank goodness he's okay.
Jeez, I just like, hey, I'm just walking on by all of a sudden. No picture.
Scary.
No, thank you. I've had a couple of times when I was spending the weekends with my dad when I was a kid, we'd go fishing at a lake, and these Canadian geese.
Oh, yeah, they are mean.
Is it just because the animals have such small brains that they don't have any sense of fear? Because they will come at you, and I'm like, am I supposed to drop kick like a goose? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Geese are so terrifying. I would do anything to get away from a geese. Geese are so scary. They're so ruthless. They don't care.
I'm just picturing Liv, like, from yesterday, like, crying and running away from, like, a pack of geese.
My sister used to ride horses, and there were always geese around this, like,
scary
little pond. And they would come sprinting full speed at me and my cousins and my sisters, and they would bite.
It's like, what's their problem?
I don't know.
They're so aggressive.
Have so much attitude.
I think I'd fight back.
Wait, okay, so what's your fighting technique if a geese or a goose is coming at you? What are you going to do?
Punch it.
Wait, you're going to punch it?
Yes, why not?
Well, first
you
of all,
kick it?
There's a height difference. Are you getting on your knee? Like, are you coming down
like
to their
a down
level?
Down punch?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just punch. Go right for the bill.
Uppercut.
I would go for the bill. See, if I was Chaps, I would get on my knees, and if he's going to be on their level, I would do an uppercut to a goose. I assume that, but honestly, I would do like a football kick. I'd line it up
yes.
like a Pat McAfee playing for the Colts back in the day or something, or
yeah.
Adam Vinatieri, and I would just kick that thing like boom. I don't want to hurt animals, but if you're coming after me and attacking me, I got to defend my family.
Geese are different.
And swans.
Geese don't feel bad.
And
yeah.
swans too.
And
swans are horrible.
There's so many of them.
Hey, good morning, Joe McKenzie. What's your name? Hello, what's your name?
Hi,
Lisa.
This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, what
Hi,
happened?
This is Lisa.
Did you have an animal attack you?
No. So my friend heard something downstairs in her kitchen one day, and her husband went down, and a deer had busted through their window and was in their kitchen frolicking around, and they had to, it was cut, and it was flipping around. There was blood everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
And it escaped back out the window, but the people literally had to quarantine their house. They had to come in. They had to throw all their appliances, everything in their kitchen away because of the deer, because there's something in their blood that can hurt you.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
Crazy. Right?
Crazy.
That's insane. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. I got a tweet this morning from Nicole, Joe McKenzie, if you ever want to connect with us. It says, the little boys I nanny, there was a goose coming at them when they were 18 months, and I kicked the goose in the side when he was about to bite them. Dang, you need to pay that babysitter more.
Yes, superhero nanny.
All right, I'm sure somebody's going to call in for PETA. That number is 83. I'm not telling you. All right, McKenzie working on the tea this morning. What's coming up?
Why Leonardo DiCaprio is dumping his girlfriend. What? And is Kanye just paranoid? What he is building.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time. Snoop D-O-double-G. Get this. Is going to open for Guns N' Roses at Super Bowl Music Fest. Well, Guns N' Roses will be performing at the Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest on January 31st in Miami, Florida. So they're getting everybody all excited for the big game. And they just announced they added Snoop to the bill. Isn't that awesome as the special guest?
I hope he's on time. I saw Snoop Dogg one time when I lived in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and worked at a country station. and he was like 3 hours late. He went on at like 12:30 in the morning.
Really?
But I'm sure with the Super Bowl or whatever that party they're doing, it'll probably be like on time.
Yeah.
But I think Snoop Dogg's a fun show to go to if you've never been.
Oh, yeah. Well, ironically, when I worked at Radio Now, the first time we had him coming in studio.
What?
We waited 4 hours. He never showed up. So that was a bust.
Oh, you got me excited. Now I just feel terrible for you.
He was late, and then he just like gave up. We're like, all right, forget it. But Kanye West, I would say he's not always late. I mean, I would say he's kind of a timely man. I would say Kim like keeps him in line.
Yeah.
Is he just paranoid or what? Some are saying he is. He is building a $15 million underground bunker to protect his family. So he's doing this out in Wyoming. They recently paid for this huge, beautiful ranch, and he's adding a huge bunker to it, state-of-the-art shelter beneath the ground surface so they can escape danger at all times.
But he told everybody, so now we know where it's at.
That's true. If you have a panic room, you don't want to tell people where your panic room is,
yep.
Right?
It's kind of like Fight Club. We don't talk about it.
Oh, well, I have some sad news. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, his dad passed away yesterday at the age of 75. But before that happened, he opened up with this video. He was so excited that he was able to buy his dad a home.
About 2-3 weeks ago, I called my dad and I said, look, you're probably happy where you're at. I said, but I want to do something for you. I want to buy you a brand new home. Wherever you want to live, you can live. And he couldn't believe it. He was speechless. And so he just called me now. It's a big weekend. He's going to go look at properties. And he's a Florida boy, so he's going to go up to North Florida and look. And he goes, I'm so excited, and I'm also so nervous. My dad's an old school tough guy. I said, what the hell are you nervous about? And he said, well, no one, and he was searching for words. And he's like, no one ever called to tell me they were going to buy me a house before. And the fact that it's you, it's my son. I'm so proud of you. I love you so much. And I never heard my dad talk like that. And it felt good to me, and it felt good to my heart.
Dwayne Johnson is just like one of the nicest celebrities in the entire world. You just feel like he's so genuine. His dad was a wrestler, Rocky, and he retired back in 91. Later, he was inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame in 2008. So, of course, sending all of our thoughts and prayers. And Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, says that his dad made him who he is today. So very, very cool. And lastly here, Leonardo DiCaprio is breaking up with his girlfriend.
You see, she loves me.
Well, apparently you don't love her back, Camila. Okay, here's the rumor. Here is the real tea. She's a 22-year-old model, and they've been dating actually for a while for him, but sources say that she's like, Leo, commit or quit. She's like, if you like it, you better put a ring on it, and he does not want that kind of pressure to get married, so he's giving her the old heave-ho! And then he'll go on to his next model, I'm sure.
Yeah, she should have known what she was getting into. You know what I mean? There's no chance you're sticking around with Leo. But hey, it was worth a try.
I know.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Group therapy on Joe McKenzie. Just DM us if you'd like to have us try to help you out. It's Joe and McKenzie on Instagram. This morning we're talking to Liz. Hey, Liz, what is going on with you and how can we help out?
Hey, good morning. I am in a real funk. I need help getting over my ex.
What's going on?
Well, we had one of those on and off relationships, but the connection was so intense. I'm having a really hard time getting over it.
Oh, I can hear it in your voice. Sorry.
Well, yeah, we broke up and we stopped talking a couple months ago. He was making zero effort and acting like a jerk. He kind of would, when we'd get in fights, he would give me the silent treatment. So that was kind of the end. So I got no closure, nothing. And I thought I was fine. I did the regular steps. I unfollowed him on social media and everything was okay until my friend let me know that he was dating somebody. She had texted me being like, oh my God, Jay has a new girlfriend. And this, for whatever reason, set me back. I don't know why. It hit me like a ton of bricks. I think I just always thought we would end up back together.
I think I know why you might be upset. Do you feel that you think she's better looking than you?
She looks very similar to me also too, which doesn't help. She's very pretty. Like I can't I don't see a flaw in her, and it's not her fault, but I just assumed that, I don't know, that he would come to his senses and, like, come back, and instead he's, like, clearly moved on.
Do you really, like, who wants to be in an on-again, off-again relationship? Only reason I would ever want to do that if I was single is just so I could get some so I didn't have a huge dry spell. But why would you want to be with somebody that's like, oh, we're fighting, we break up. Oh, we're back together. That's not healthy. That's not fun.
No, it's terrible, but I know I need to move on. I just don't know how to do it.
Like, just
I know
some practical steps, right?
So much more, but I like need to constantly be reminded of it. I've cried it out. I've written letters. I've like done the regular routine of the rom-coms, but I just feel so terrible, and I don't like. I also don't want to randomly hook up with somebody or like start dating a bunch of people just to fill the void.
Yeah. I've had friends that have done that. They like just go out with a bunch of people to like try to get over who has their heart. But they do say a broken heart is an open heart. And as far as needing closure, I feel like the only closure you really need is this person like didn't reach back out to you and has clearly moved on. I mean, that's really all the closure that you need.
So,
like, he's not choosing you, so that stinks, and so you don't yeah. choose him. Like, so you can't get to, I feel like, you can't get to Mr. Right, who you're supposed to be with, if you're stuck on this dude. Like, the one could be waiting, like, just waiting to meet you, bursting through, but if you're still stuck on this one, you can't get to the one you're supposed to be with.
No, I think that's fair. I'm just...
But you need some steps, like on the daily. Let's help her out. Like,
yeah, I was going
to
say,
how to heal her heart.
That makes sense. But how does she actually do what we're telling her to implement, or at least suggesting? If you can hang on, Liz, we can try to get some help from this morning. Can you hang on?
Yeah, no, I would appreciate it. Yes, please. Thank you.
So we want to know, how did you get through the breakup? How did you once and for all get over your ex? 833-563-2539. And what got you there? Like, what did you do on the daily? Did you stop following them on social media? What steps did you take to build up to that point where you're like, you know what? I am so done and I feel great.
All right, Liz, hang on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, it's group therapy here on Joe and McKenzie. Group therapy. We're trying to help out Liz this morning, maybe just like you. Relationship is over, and she's really struggling to get over her ex, who apparently has no problem. There's a new person in his life, and Liz, we got people that want to help you. Are you ready for some calls?
I am ready.
We got you, girl.
All right, 833-563-2539 is the number if you'd like to call in and try to offer any kind of advice to Liz. She wants to move on, but she needs the steps. How does she do this? Jessica, we'll kick it off with you. What would you tell Liz to do?
Honestly, the best advice that I can give is surround yourself with friends, go out, do stuff, just get out of the house. I was in a relationship similar. I even moved to Florida to try to get over it. And still to this day, like, I still have some feelings, but I finally opened up, I met a guy, got some bad apples, but finally, I have a boyfriend of 3 years, and we just found out we have a baby on the way.
Oh, congrats!
Congratulations. Like, it just gets better.
So you think with time, it definitely gets better.
Yeah, and, like, I still struggle with it. Sometimes, like, I see pictures of him and his current girlfriend that he left me for, and I was like, it still kind of like, it kind of seems a little bit. But in the back of my mind, I know I'm happy. I have a guy that loves me and that will do anything for me and never treat me that way.
So
and
much
will
better.
Always be there for me if I need anything.
All right.
So it gets better.
Thank you, Jessica, for calling in. We'll go to Sarah right now. Hey, Sarah, you're on with Liz on the show. What advice should you give her getting over somebody that you were dating?
Yeah. So the first I would definitely say, like, I have been there. I get it, girl. And I feel your pain. But, you know, I think the first thing is it's kind of like a fake it till you make it. There are going to be a lot of really bad days and rough days, but just keep going. Focus on your job and your career. You know, work out if you like to do that. Focus on everything that's going to, like, make you get better and just help you get in a good place. And you're not going to get any closure from that person. So kind of just definitely shut that door. And the only thing that would be worse than spending any more time, like, don't focus any more time on it. You can't change the past, but, and I know it sounds cliche, but I've done it the wrong way and I've done it the right way. And just try to say yes to, like, the caller before. You know, she said spend time with friends and family and just little steps here and there. And don't be too hard on yourself. It will take time, but it will get easier. And it's all right if it's like a bad day here and there. But I think just focusing on yourself and you'll get to a good place.
Absolutely. And I think the big thing is when you turn that love to yourself, like self-love, then the glow up is real and you start shining and you start attracting. You have this magnetism and you're going to attract so much better.
All right, let's hear from a dude this morning. What's up, Jacob? You're on Joe McKenzie. You're talking to Liz, who's struggling right now to get over a breakup. Hey, Jacob, good morning. Are you there?
Oh, me, sorry.
Oh, that's all right, dude. Hey, what's up?
What advice
would you give?
I would honestly give, like, kind of get up and go for a little bit. Either move or go on vacation. That's what I did last New Year's. I went on vacation to Indiana, actually, with my best friend. She was like, hey, come out to Indiana with me, party. And I was like, okay. And then she introduced me to her best friend, and now her best friend and I kind of hooked up that night. And then we... But a year later, I actually live in Indiana now. I moved from California to Indiana, and I live here, and I've been here since August. And, things are going great. So but you got to move on. You got to, you know, take kind of a leap and know that there's always grass is green on the other side. Keep your heart open to others, too. You can't dwell on someone in the past who is, you know, going to be toxic for you, and you can't keep going back to that toxicity just because it's nice and comfortable.
That's some really good advice. Hey, thank you, Jacob. Let's get one more person for you, Liz. We'll talk to Robert. Hey, Robert, you're on Joe and McKenzie.
Good morning. I was in a similar situation, 6-year on-again, off-again relationship. Every time it was off-again, she wanted to be a thought. The final time we broke up, she moved on like 2 days later. I had to find out that I was special. So I took some me time, found out I was special. A year and a half later, I met a wonderful girl. And we've been together for 10 years now, and she treats me special. She drives a half hour across town to bring me lunch every day at work. So if he moved on that quick, you weren't that special to him. He wasn't that into you.
Yeah.
And anytime you guys broke up, he probably went out and did whatever he wanted to do, and then when he was done doing what he wanted to do, wanted to go back to familiarity. Don't do that again. Don't be a familiar person. Be special. Treat yourself special. Because if you treat yourself special, you'll find somebody that will see you as special and treat you as such. And that way, then you'll understand your self-worth.
Dang. I love this.
That's
yes.
Deep, Robert.
Liz, did that resonate with you?
That did resonate. He's good. Yeah. Everyone seems to be saying to focus on myself, which
That's
makes
right.
sense. And like you said, the glow-up can be real. I guess I'm going to look at vacation options.
There you go.
Get it, girl.
There
you got
go.
This.
Hey, Liz, thank you so much for being part of group therapy today. You ever want to be on there? Send us a DM. We'll try to get you on the show. It is Joe and McKenzie. Now, speaking of Instagram and McKenzie, a little awkward.
Oh, no. What?
You kind of know what you did.
I mean, I didn't do anything.
Someone is claiming that McKenzie is responsible for them getting in trouble.
And it's not my fault.
All right. I'll let her explain herself, but I don't know. I kind of see the guy's point. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Joe McKenzie. It's Radio Now. And you can follow the show on Instagram. It is Joe McKenzie. And apparently there was a dude that followed McKenzie, which I believe your Instagram is McKenzie Roth. And it's probably a choice he regrets. You want to explain?
Well, I don't think this is true. I'm just going to say that. But basically, he said he got in trouble for liking a few of my photos from his girlfriend and she dumped him. That is not my fault. I am not taking accountability for that.
I mean, that's definitely your fault.
Yeah,
no,
they're
not
your photos. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see what McKenzie's been posting.
First of all, I mean, we need to talk about it. If we talked about this before, that you can't get
mad. Oh, my God.
Stop. We talked about this before. Like, you can't get
Midwest drip? Pork chop.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking.
Liv. McKenzie.
So what?
Oh, my. Whoa.
Wait a minute. My boyfriend liked your photo. I'm breaking up with him.
See? Wouldn't that be crazy? He would think you were crazy if you did that.
Dang,
you better
my
believe
like
it.
In all your photos.
Dang. He,
I know.
You sure he's bi?
Boy, we're friends. We're close.
Okay. Now, obviously, it's nothing like really McKenzie's fault for doing that, though. But it does bring up an interesting question is that, ladies, would you break up with your man if he's liking all these other photos? And does it matter if it's a, like, quote unquote, thirst trap photo, or if it's just like a cute family photo? Like, does the particular photo in question matter to you? My wife's really cool, and I'm glad Instagram got rid of the thing that people can see what you like and all that.
So many men are relieved, and women, I guess. So in the activity part of Instagram, they got rid of, you could see who you are following, who they liked, what they liked. And then we kind of loved it. I know Liv and I at least loved it, and then we were bummed when they got rid of it.
Only reason I like that is because I got so much crap from other people like, oh, Joe, you shouldn't be liking that photo. And I totally disagree. 833-563-2539. There's a lot of photos where I'm like, oh my God, this girl's in her bra and panties and like they're pretty much wet. It's like see-through. I'm not going to like that photo. No, you don't think these photos are out there, Liv? You're giving me the stink eye. They're totally out there.
But the way you describe that one kind of gross. I believe you. I get it. There's thirst traps out there, and you're smart enough to not like some of them because you know that it's almost like a trap almost.
But I don't think it matters. So my wife liked a guy's photo. Who was it? Jason Derulo had that photo where you could see his ding dong pretty much. Okay, so what? It's Jason Derulo. Who cares?
I think there's a difference. You know, there's a difference if it's like a level of celebrity or if it's like, you know, Susie from like the sales department. You know,
right,
like
that's
there
true.
Is a big difference.
Susie sales, I don't think, this is where I disagree with you. I don't think it matters. Obviously, you're probably going to point out that it's easier to get with Susie in sales.
Right.
But I disagree. I don't think so. Mackenzie, what do you think?
Well, I remember a guy I dated. When they still had that feature, I looked and I was like, "What the? Who is this?" And then I'd go to the ladies' page and like he had liked like a million of her photos. It just makes you aware. Like I never ever would say anything or like really, but I would have like hyper awareness.
But hold on. What is? To me, it sounds like that hyper awareness. Like there's a problem if he's liking all these photos. Is that a problem?
Well, I think he would have a problem if, like, one specific dude, I was, like, liking everything he's ever posted. He'd be like, okay, and we're not friends.
I just think, like, it just depends on who it is. Also, it depends on, like, the guy, I think, as well. Like, I don't know. I think if my boyfriend liked a girl's thirst trap photo, but he knew her, he was friends with her, he's probably just like, he's an idiot. So he's probably just like, oh, she's my friend. Like, I feel like I have to like her photo. But if he's like going out of his way to like look at this girl's profile and like every single photo, then I'm like, okay, dude, like chill.
And they're kind of idiots when you think about it. No offense, Joe. But like when you're liking a girl's photo, it's kind of to get her attention that you're liking it. But you're also outing yourself. So I thought it was interesting. Like I got asked out by a guy and it was so interesting. And then I went and like looked at his story. He definitely had a girlfriend like in New York and he had just asked me out. And of course, nothing on his story, but everything was kind of linked. And then her stories, it's like love, date night. And I'm like, what?
Right.
Idiot.
Cassidy, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What did you want to say?
Hi. So I was in a long distance relationship when I was in college. And I had that Instagram feature, like, you know, that was a few years ago. And I would always look at pictures that other people liked. And my ex now, he actually was in that activity. And he liked a picture while we were still dating of him and another girl kissing that she, like, posted on her Instagram. And so I called him and I dumped him right then and there because of that.
Good for you.
Dang.
Busted.
Okay, but see, that's cheating.
But she never would have known without the Insta.
But me liking a photo of a very attractive girl, that's not cheating.
Maybe.
I mean, I would hope you would break up with somebody if they're cheating on you. Obviously, they don't care about you.
Now, obviously, the guy who got broken up with for liking, like, some of Mackenzie's photos, like, I think that's very traumatic.
That's extreme and, like,
that's
silly.
Very extreme. But I do think that sometimes, not always, liking girls' Instagram photos, especially when you personally know them and they're, like, you're, like, obsessed with their Instagram, I think that can lead you down not a great path.
I mean, to be honest, when he messaged me that, he was like, so now you have to go out with me. So, like, really? I think she was kind of like...
She was spot on.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is not happening, for the record, no.
I want to know if there's any other people out there that still got this. 833-563-2539. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Mackenzie is accused of getting a guy dumped. That's what he says. It's her fault because his girlfriend dumped him. He was on Instagram liking photos. Did he like a how many of your photos was this dude double tapping, Mackenzie?
I don't know. It's not my fault, but I mean, he did. He DM'd me several times, and I was like, no. I mean, here's the thing. His profile picture, I looked into it, is with his girl or his. So, yeah, I mean, whatever.
Awkward.
I don't take accountability for it.
Okay. He wants you to be his accountability partner.
No.
Let's say good morning to Kim. Hey, Kim, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. Do you have kind of a similar story?
I actually do. I'm a limo driver, so I've had Jason Derulo in my backseat, and I've had Young Jeezy and a couple of the Pacer players. I'm not going to go names on that, but that's actually what ended my relationship, because he was going through social media and seeing, oh, I'm friends with these people, and they're celebrities, and he can't compete, so he was just done.
You know that's not on you, though. He was just insecure, obviously.
Exactly.
I feel like there's more to this story. Did you hook up with Jason Derulo?
Tell us.
Oh, my goodness, no. He had so many girls in the backseat, it wasn't even funny. And I believe that's when he was dating Jordan.
Oh.
Why do I feel like when he's about to have his happy moment, he's like, Jason Derulo!
That's awkward.
The same time as that picture that he was talking about his wife liking, and that was about the same time, because it got brought up and thrown in my face. Like, this is who you're hauling around.
Dang. Hey, Kim, thank you for calling in. I hope we get you for a limo ride sometime.
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
Yeah, you sound awesome.
Let's go to Allie this morning. Hey, Allie, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What do you want to say?
Good morning. I actually just wanted to say that I am engaged. I wanted to say that I don't care who my fiance likes on Instagram, Facebook, whatever. That is just insecurity to me. As long as you're looking and not touching, I could care less who you're liking, following, whatever else.
Yeah.
Good motto.
All right. Hey, Allie, thank you for calling in to Joe and Mackenzie. We appreciate it. All right. If you wanted to get through this morning and you couldn't, all you got to do is hit us up on social media, Twitter, Instagram. It's Joe and Mackenzie. And let us know what you think about this. Liv the Web Girl apparently has got some next door drama. And I mean, is it literally your next door neighbor, or what is this next door stuff?
It's the next door app, you know, you get for like around your area and around like your little neighborhood.
Yeah.
Old people are losing their minds in my neighborhood.
Okay, I want Liv to share her story, but if you have like the Nextdoor app, it's kind of like she said, you can see everything that's happening in your neighborhood and kind of like a neighborhood message board. What's going down? What's the beef? What's the drama on your like little message board?
I can't wait to hear Liv's drama. She's like, okay, boomer.
833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next. It's Joe Mackenzie.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
What is your next door beef, your drama? Liv the Web Girl's got a story, and we want to hear if you've had anything similar with this. And it involves, it's like, it's the app next door, right, where you can communicate with your neighbors?
Yes. So it's like you can like let someone know, you know, if trash day missed or I don't know. I barely get on it, but I got on it this morning. And there's a fight going on because a woman got like something stolen out of her car.
Oh, that happened like, around my neighborhood too. People leave their doors unlocked like idiots.
Yeah, so she left her door unlocked and she got this like sentimental gift that was like a card holder, but she like is like a pet sitter. So it had like little dogs and cats on it. I don't know, it was very sentimental to her. So Boomer One is talking about how, you know, someone like stole something from her car. And just like be careful, whatever, and letting people know what it looks like just in case anyone finds it. And then someone said, I'm sorry, losing sentimental items is the worst, but obviously you don't leave valuable things in your car. That really upset Boomers 3 and 4.
Uh-oh.
Because they responded and was like, what's upsetting is that people are stealing things, blah, 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 blah. Boomer 5 comes in out of nowhere, says, you shouldn't leave your car unlocked. Like, this is what happens when you leave your door unlocked. People are so upset when they get things stolen, but you're not locking your car. Whose fault is that? Oh, Boomers 10 through 20 are just floored because they're like, It doesn't matter. You should be able to leave your door unlocked and trust that nothing's not, like, something's not going to get stolen. She's just trying to find this thing now. Then people are going back and forth like, you should have your car locked. You shouldn't leave valuables in there. It's her fault. Like, she's an adult. All of this thing. They're livid. They're going back and forth. There's like a 30-message thread.
I love hearing other people's drama. And this, yeah, I actually got off next door. My wife's on it because it is nice to know what's happening in the area. If people see something, it's kind of like, hey, I saw some suspicious stuff happen. Or we had one of our neighbors, they left their car unlocked and somebody took something out. They just opened the door like a quick, easy break-in. But the drama you can hear, the neighborhood beef, that's what we're looking for at 833-563-2539.
Yeah, like, give us your tea in your hood.
If I knew that this was all going down, I would have gotten on this app way quicker and sooner. I had no idea.
I need to download it ASAP. I don't have it. I want to know what's going on.
Oh, my gosh.
There was mean like, streets of Carmel.
Oh, you're going to get a ton of drama there.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Neighborhood beefs, neighborhood problems. We're talking about the actual app Neighborhood. Liv just told us about a bunch of boomers on there that were going back and forth because somebody said, oh man, somebody broke into my car. I left it unlocked. Like, well, I shouldn't have left it unlocked. It wouldn't have happened. It went back and forth. And the drama you can find on this this Neighborhood app is incredible. Let's go to Sarah this morning. We're looking for some of these stories. Sarah, what do you want to say?
I just wanted to say my man is a police officer, and they tell people to leave their cars unlocked because if someone's going to break in and, like, rummage around, that's easier than them breaking a window. So then your car's not being damaged if someone's going to try and break in.
Hold on. That is the – no offense. I love law enforcement. Your husband sounds great. That is the, that, to me, is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Leave your car unlocked?
Wait, you guys. Boomer number 7 said that exact thing.
No
way. She's
like,
well, actually, the police told me to keep it unlocked so it doesn't break a window because that item that got stolen is cheaper than it would be to replace a broken window.
When Chops, someone broke into your car. Did they break windows? How'd they get in?
So I got kind of lucky. Well, my car's been broken into twice.
Right.
Once when I lived in New York City a couple years ago, and it was so nice. They like chiseled away the door handle, and that's how they broke in. And so I could like pop the door handle back over it and you don't realize. But most recently, a month ago, my car got broken into again here, and I think the person noticed that the door handle was already a little funky, so they just boop, pop the door handle off.
What do I feel like
car.
With Pork
it's
Chops?
Like so dainty.
With Pork Chops, car, all they do is they go up, they kick like the front tire, and the door
opens
up. Just so busted.
No, but I don't think you should leave it unlocked, though, because then the insurance company, when you go to get your item replaced, they're going to be like, oh, you left your car unlocked? We're not replacing it.
Yeah, then you lie.
Yeah, you don't tell
I'm
them
just kidding.
That. You,
I,
no. Well, then they're going to want to see the damage. The insurance company's going to be like, how'd they break in?
Going on to what these boomers were saying, here's my thought, and I kind of wonder what you guys feel about it. Of course, criminals should not break in, but criminals don't care. They don't follow laws regardless of what the law is. Criminals break the law, and they don't follow it. But I don't think you should ever leave something in your car. Obviously, we forget things, of course, but purposely, if you leave a purse or your laptop or anything, you're asking for it to get stolen. Because you know those people are going to do it. I'm not saying it's your fault, but I argue with my wife, Lindsay, all the time. She'll put her purse, which has tens of singles, I'm sure, in it or something, and it's sitting there in the back seat. I'm like, babe, we're talking about breaking a window. I don't want to deal with an insurance claim because some knucklehead's going to break in there and take it. So I tell her just to put it in the trunk.
Yeah, I think the guy that broke into my car, though, must have been so disappointed because there was a backpack in the back seat. So he could have been a she. They stole that, and all that was in it was a bunch of disc golfs. So
he's like, sucka!
Comes back later, puts like $20 in, like, you need this more than I do.
Oh, please.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Joe and McKenzie, and I fell asleep yesterday at my wife Lindsay's company Christmas party. I mean, there's tons of people there, tons of noise going on, and I just kind of leaned to the side a little bit, and then I was just gonna take a break because I mean we get up early, like 3:30 in the morning, and then Joe.
So like
Joe, wake up.
Sitting down.
Yep, at like kind of a booth.
And you fell asleep. Did you have any alcohol?
No, I did. I had a gin and tonic, but that's not...
But you weren't, like, drunk.
No, because I was supposed to go work out after. But I just was so tired yesterday, I ended up not working out. But it was embarrassing, Liv, just sitting there. And
Your poor wife.
Yeah, it was my wife Lindsay's company party, and I'm just wondering if anybody else can help me. I'm embarrassed no matter what, but I would love to hear if it's somebody you know, like you saw them do it, or it was you yourself, where they fell asleep, obviously, anywhere besides a bed, where they shouldn't fall asleep. And what's the story behind it?
I actually have fallen asleep at the nail salon before, just for like a quick set, like the thing like you, like I fell asleep for like a quick second, then I woke back up and realized that I had like had dreamt a little bit. And I was just sitting there and they had my nails, like painting them, and my head like fell back in the seat and I just like fell asleep very quickly, probably for like 60 seconds or something. And
okay.
Then I woke back up, but I was just so tired. I couldn't help it.
Dude, I kind of have a similar story to you, Liv. So I was getting my hair cut one time and I fell asleep getting my hair cut, and the barber was actually mad at me. He's like, "Oh, dude, you need to wake up or else you're about to get like, you know, a little on the wrong side."
It would have been funny if he just totally butchered your hair. I'm like, "Sorry, man, that's the way, you know, you were laying down, you were asleep like that. That's what you get."
I'm notorious for falling asleep during movies, like in the theater.
Especially
if they're really long, just if I go. It's rare that I go, but if they're really long, I just...
Do you snore, Mackenzie?
No.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. Can you imagine, like, you're watching a quiet, like, movie, all of a sudden...
I remember specifically, SpongeBob 3D? I fell asleep, and Lucy's like, "Mommy, wake up!"
Mommy!
I was just pooped.
Mom, what?
I said I was just pooped. I was tired.
Oh, I thought you said she just pooped. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
No,
sorry.
I was sleepy.
Okay, 833-563-2539.
One more embarrassing story. My dad was that guy that fell asleep at church.
That's so embarrassing.
He would open mouth snore. So like I would nudge him and have to wake him up. But then like I kind of stopped going to church and my dad would still go. And there was no one there to wake him up now. So he was known as the guy that fell asleep at church.
Yeah, I think one of the worst places to fall asleep, I've done it twice. One time I got in an accident, actually two times I got in an accident. One with a car, one with without, is when I was driving.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I was like 19 or 20, just started working in radio, so making like $8 an hour. I'm also working at a car wash. I was sick, so I was on some cold meds too, because, you know, just like how chopped and liver working two jobs. I remember starting out doing that. I had to, and I went from the doctors. I was actually driving to my car wash job, and it was really slow. I went like 10 or 15 miles through a four-way stop. This little old lady in her Volkswagen Bug hit me, spun my car like 360, and she kind of, it was not her fault, but she kind of like broadsided me. I thought I killed her because all of her airbags went off.
Oh my god!
Totally fine. But I was like, oh crap. And the other time I was DJing a wedding gig, and from where I lived to where the DJ gig was, like it was 2.5 hours each way. I'm like, I'm just going to drive back to my place tonight I was in Michigan. And I was driving back in my car and I was just so tired. I tried all the tricks that people say to do, like put the music up, put the windows down, like making it cold, anything you could do, just anything. And I started drifting off, and I went to the right, and I ran over a couple of signs on the highway. I called the cops on myself, which was stupid.
One of my bridesmaids had narcolepsy. She would constantly fall asleep behind the wheel. And I'm like, how do you have your license?
Yeah, I didn't know you could have that, but because that can be dangerous if it happens.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Ashley this morning, 833-563-2539, if you'd like to hop on. Ashley, did you fall asleep, or did you have somebody fall asleep on you?
No, so like Porchop said, I'm a hairstylist, and we have guests fall asleep in our chairs weekly. It's usually not a problem unless we're trying to cut their hair.
That's because it's so mesmerizing, you guys. You know, it feels good, the bzzz on the head, and sometimes they do the massage and the hot towel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's easy to fall asleep, but yeah, don't do that. You'll get a bald spot. Bzzz.
Hey, Ashley, thanks for calling. I know massages, not for like your head massage at the hair place, but when you go get one done, I don't know how, maybe women are different than men. As a man, and I'm not trying to be gross, but I am so tense the whole time because I don't want something to happen when I'm getting massaged that I'm afraid like I can never fall asleep.
I've fallen asleep during a massage and I was so bummed out because when I woke up, I was like, I don't even know how it felt.
Aww.
It didn't even feel good.
What a waste.
I fell asleep on a plane because I can sleep on planes, and I was mortified. I woke up and I was on the aisle so everyone could see what I was watching, and I was watching, it was like Sex in the City, or Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, some of the HBO show, and there was like a threesome happening in a hot tub, and everyone's like, what are you watching? And I had slept, I dozed off, so I wasn't actually watching, and I woke up, I was like, like covering the screen, I
Mackenzie's
was so
watching porn.
Yes, like, this is a typical flight.
Let's join Mackenzie on radio now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
So you know there's trouble when you start out with the fact that our dummy today was pantsless. Usually not a good sign. A pantsless man in California was caught trying to get inside a couple's home. How do you think he tried to get into the house?
Down the chimney?
That is a very common one. Let's try something a little more accessible. How about a doggy door?
Oh. You have to be teeny to fit through those.
Yeah. The person living there was working in their garage when the man walked into their yard. He said the man pulled down his pants and mooned his wife.
What?
Yeah, I don't understand. I guess the wife was inside the house at the time. The man tried to force his way into the home and then tried to get in through the doggy door. Like, is it a big dog? Like, we're talking like a Alaskan Malamute or like a Mastiff. Like, what kind of doggy door do you think you're going to squeeze through?
I don't know. Doggy doors eke me out. I've heard
really?
Too many crazy stories. Like, what? Someone put their hand in there being licked, and then they looked down, and it's a person, not a dog.
What?
What?
No. Hold time out. Time out here on the show.
I don't know. These
the
are
show.
Scary stories my friends told me when I was little. Have you not heard that story?
No. Please explain.
It's like there was a, like the doggy door was kind of shaking, swaying back and forth. So someone's like, come here, Fido. And like stuck their hand out and then like lick. And then it was a person.
It's like a peephole.
Yeah, not a dog.
Of course, Porkchop can relate that to a peephole. Thanks. Okay, yeah, well, anyways, the wife called 911 and the police arrived immediately. The man was arrested, and guess what? Hard to believe, he's a sex offender.
Ew.
That had cut off his little tracking device. So,
I thought you were going to say something else.
What do you think I was going to say?
Nothing.
Okay.
They cut off his little, you know.
Oh, well, that's a heck of a punishment. That's your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
It is Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now, and this is things that you should know by the time you're 18. If you want to add to this list, like, you should know by the time you're 18, this, we want to hear the example. For example, how to put the toilet paper on correctly. We all know how to do this, right? I just want to make sure we know how to do
That's
this.
That's objective, because some people would say different ways are correct.
Yeah, it's such a preference. Like,
no,
do you like
it's not.
Do you like under? Like, I don't know.
I'll admit I was wrong for a while, the way I used to live my life. With
you put it under?
I used to have it so that it went under. Yeah, it's supposed to go over.
I'm an undie.
Really?
Yeah.
I just don't even know what I do. I think I change it every time.
Ooh.
Really?
I don't pay attention.
I know. I believe that.
Mine is the flap down, and I crease it like in a little pointed envelope looking
My
thing.
My mom
so
used
perfect.
To make me do that.
Yeah, so does Kiki.
Do the crease.
What, are we at a hotel?
I have nightmares.
Like, no one is leaving the freaking toilet seat up at my house. Like,
okay.
Everything is nice. I want to be welcoming and pretty.
So now you know when you go to Mackenzie's, you'll have a crease for your crack. That's wonderful. Okay, another thing here, things you should know by the time you're 18, how to do laundry. I understand the concept of it, but my wife actually doesn't let me do certain things. I thought I was doing it right. She had everything in the washer. I'm like, oh, well, at least she had the right things washed. I'm like, let me help her out. She's so busy. I'm going to throw all this in the dryer. Oh, guess what I did? I shrunk 6 of her favorite sweaters.
Mm.
They're like little baby ones. Yeah, she had a bunch of sweaters. I'm like, oh, this will be easy. And they were like baby micro sweaters. Then they were done. They're like crop tops.
My boyfriend has done that. I already wear crop tops like almost every single day. So he'll shrink. So I wouldn't be mad if like a sweater accidentally turning into a crop top. I'd be like, oh my gosh, cute. but he shrinks my already crop tops.
Oh no! And they are like boob tops.
They're smaller. Half the under boobs right there. Bras. They're literally smaller than my sports bras. So my sports bras are sticking out underneath them. He shrunk, I think, probably like five of my crop tops.
Dang, way to go, Jewel Daddy. Another thing I saw on here was things you should know by the time you're 18, and I agree with it, and I'm finally there, but I'm a little bit over 18. Know how to cook a basic meal. And I saw Liv the Web Girl, speaking of your boyfriend, you did not know how to do hard-boiled eggs. They looked disgusting, whatever you made for him the other day.
Okay, one, I didn't even make those for him. He was just having a bad day, and I made hard-boiled eggs for myself. And I was like, oh, he'll think this is funny because he's always making fun of me. And I sent him a picture. Here's the thing about hard-boiled eggs. I, like, so many people slid into my DMs after this, and everyone's like, I'm a really great cook. I cook all of the time. I bake, whatever. But when it comes to hard-boiled eggs, that's something that people perfect over years and years.
You don't just throw it in boiling water?
But it's so hard because it's like there's so many different methods. So some people say you put them in cold water and then you boil it, but they're already in the water. Then once it starts boiling, you take it off. Other people say you leave them boiling for like 5 minutes. Then you have to put them in cold water immediately with ice. Like it's very complicated. Hard-boiled eggs is not an easy task.
Yeah, you got me beat.
They're not really that complicated.
Yes, they are. I like to think they are.
Okay. But that being said, that's not a meal. Does everybody here know how to do a basic meal? Not talking like Chef Gordon Ramsay style here, but Mackenzie, you got a daughter. I got to imagine.
Like, why are you looking at me like that?
I got to imagine as a mom, you can cook like one basic meal.
I can just cook kid stuff, to be honest. Like I can do grilled cheese, macaroni and cheese, like stuff she likes.
Macaroni and cheese from a box.
Yep. Pizza.
Who wants some chicken tendies?
Yeah, chicken tendies. But I don't like, I'm scared with chicken and salmon that I'm going to poison someone.
All you got to do is make
myself.
Sure it reaches the proper temperature. As long
I
as it's hot enough, you'll
that.
Be good.
See, well, how do you know? Would you stick your finger in it? Oh, yeah, 165
well,
degrees.
Well, you can get a thermometer. Well,
you have a thermometer.
Everybody should have a meat thermometer. No, you don't put your finger in your meat.
Salmon and shrimp are insanely easy to cook.
Yeah, I'm going to try salmon.
And salmon, you can eat it raw.
What?
So,
oh, you're right.
Yeah, sushi. So you are not going to poison your daughter with salmon. And shrimp, they just turn red. So it's very easy to tell when they're cooked. You make shrimp scampi and it's like the easiest dish in the world.
She would love that. It's funny because my mom is Martha Stewart and was like the best cook of the world. It just skipped a generation. What can I
Did
say?
Did she try to teach you to cook the whole time you're growing up? I was like, come on.
Yeah,
honey.
But I went. Actually, she sent me to a cooking class and it just wanted a basic like chicken and potatoes. But no, they're like, we're making our own biscotti. And I was like, what?
What the heck's biscotti?
It was like too much.
Chops, can you cook anything? Because your boyfriend, Hostage Boy, is amazing at cooking food.
Yeah, he's a really good cook. Pretty much the only thing I could cook now is baked ziti, and that's because I've really perfected it over the last couple years. But yeah, I cook that well.
I will say, a man who can cook is so sexy. That's on my list of things I'm looking for.
Dang. All right. Gentlemen, no Call of Duty, but you have to be able to cook. If you can do that, you're set. Joe and Mackenzie, some of us are celebrating themselves a little early weekend, Mackenzie.
Yes.
What do you got going on the rest of the day?
Well, first of all, got to give a shout out to my girl, Tiffany, who's listening. She listens every day, and she's amazing. She's a stylist, and she's my friend, so I don't want a shout out. Yeah, Tiffany. Love you, girl. Okay, so my rest of my day, I'm going to go to Eat the Frog Fitness. I'm going to get a quick workout in, and then I'm going to pick up Lucy from school, and then I'm going to get my pack on. I'm packing. I'm leaving for Los Angeles. I'm going to spend the weekend in LA with some of my girlfriends. It's kind of a ongoing birthday celebration, so I'm very excited.
Oh, yes, your birthday month.
Yeah, my birthday month, so anything can happen. I'm really excited.
So do you leave tonight or tomorrow?
I'm going to leave tomorrow morning.
So exciting. I'm jealous. You have to send us pictures of palm trees and warm weather.
I will. And hopefully some celeb sightings. I'm going to do a lot of fun things. I'm going to hike to the Hollywood sign, Running Canyon. And
I'm so worried that you've watched you on Netflix. And now you're going to find whatever celebrity you want to track down because you know how to do it. Could Watch be. Out, Hollywood.
Yeah. Brad Pitt coming for you.
Liv the Web Girl, what do you got going on for the rest of your day?
I have to teach a cycle bar class today. I have to make some returns to UPS, drop them off from Amazon. I just have to finish my playlist for cycle bar, but I'm almost halfway done with that. I need to get some I just have errands I have to run because I was going to do it yesterday, but I ended up napping like all day yesterday because I had the day totally off, like of my second job. So I need to do those today. I also am like really starting to scramble because my boyfriend's birthday is February 2nd and I have yet to get him a birthday present. And I have no idea what to get him. So I'm really scrambling. So hopefully I'm going to do just some research online and try to get real creative with that.
All right. Well, good luck and chops. What about you? What do you got going on?
I've got a fun-filled day. I'm going to make my friend Joe play Call of Duty with me this afternoon.
I don't know about that. Maybe.
And then after that, it's Thursday night. So that means Family Feud Trivia at the Britain Tavern. See you there. 7:30.
You should host it. You're perfect.
Actually, the lady that does host it, like, she's literally about to have a kid, like, tomorrow. So this might be her last night doing it.
And yes. You're like, good news. That'll never happen to me.
Exactly.
There's also this guy who runs a bunch of trivia nights. He does one at Union Jack or something in Broad Ripple. If you know his name, please DM us on the show. He runs all of these trivias all over Indianapolis, and he has like people working for him that also run them. You should get in contact. You could do that
job.
As a third job.
No, I don't want to host it. I want to play.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, cool. As Liv said, I have also a bunch of errands to do. My wife reminded me, don't forget to go pick up your insoles. So I got to go get my insoles. That's cool. Love being old and being flat-footed. So, you know, I'd love to stay here and talk all day, but I got that important thing to handle. So without any further ado, let's get out of here and say goodbye for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop.
Bye.